All right, Ryan Sipes, Pulp Mix Fantasy, I needed you to get Meshi. And I know you came from last. I know you're tired. It's second moto. I know you don't even race the series anymore, but I was super pissed at you because I needed double points.
Dude, I was mad at myself. And first of all, I don't care about your points. But I was mad at myself because I felt like a 90-year-old guy fighting a 90-year-old guy because I could tell Meshi was tired, but I couldn't do anything about it. I was like...
You were too nice when you were getting lapped, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
You've been there, right?
But yeah, I wanted to get out of the way. And then Cooper still got mad at me, but he can calm down. But, yeah, fun. I mean, I haven't raced a national in 3 years, yep. And it's gnarly, man. The track was rough, and it was not humid, but it was hot. And to get 14th in the first one, I was pretty happy with.
Yeah, I think that's a really good ride. You got to be stoked with that.
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean, I could... I don't think I rode super well, but you know, it worked out. I came off, they said 14th, and that made me happy.
Was this appearance because you liked Washougal, because you opened up in your schedule, because TK wanted to, or Hammer, why this one?
Yeah, it's just the way it fell on the schedule. Cause last weekend I did a hard enduro, this weekend motocross, next weekend is a hill climb.
Okay. So we're doing that.
Yeah. Try to stack a bunch of super, you know, totally different things together, back-to-back-to-back weekends. So just kind of – and Washougal's awesome. It's a scenic place. The track's cool. I didn't remember it being so rough and square edge.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It still is. But I had fun.
Yeah.
Was the pace okay for you there? Like, were you like, oh, all right with this? I mean, you're like muscle memory almost where you're like, okay, all right.
Well, first practice, I was like, this is sick. It's like, you know, coming home. I haven't ridden this track in a long time. But once it got rough, I think I was off with my bike set up a little bit. I went too stiff. I think what it really is I'm not fast enough for it to be that stiff anymore.
Sure.
I should have softened her up for the old man speed.
Right.
So I was hanging on kind of out there, but just trying to stay safe too. I'm not trying to get hurt, you know.
Well, yeah, definitely not trying to get us double points for that second moto.
No, I like I said, for the second time, I don't care about your points.
This is a great place, though. It's a really nice scenic track, and I love the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I lived up here for a little bit as a mechanic, so maybe I'm biased, but I love coming here.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I did the Thursday night motocross thing over at PIR.
What did you do there?
I went – Noren took us all out in the first turn, and so it came from last to third.
What's the money?
Yeah, I mean, even for third was some money, and it was a lot of fun. The track was cool, cool layout, cool dirt, and had a good time. And just the vibe up here, the people up here, it's pretty cool. I like it up here.
So you did some supercrosses. You like those better or this better? Like, where are you at with that? Because I feel like, I mean, we saw you launch yourself at supercross, and at that point you're probably like, this isn't really fun. Where are you at with supercross or motocross and jumping back into them?
I just wish... If I do another motocross next year, I'm going to have or take more time to prep for it.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't give it enough respect, and I do so many different things. You can only ride so much.
Yep.
You know, I've been practicing really hard on the hard enduro stuff
because
I've got a bunch of those big races coming up, and I did a few motos, but not a ton of time on the bike. But I like it both. I like them all, man.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm racing at the time, I like it. Outdoors is definitely harder, and supercross is funner but way sketchier.
I could see that. That makes sense. Yeah, because the cost of consequences are higher.
There's always, I mean, if you fall, the risk is big.
You are way too old to do what you did in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Dude, trust me. I was just, super happy to get out of there with nothing, you know, not dead.
Well, as always, it's cool to see you here. Neat little schedule you got going on and everything else. So thanks for this, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks, buddy.